Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Dave Spadaro. The Eagles announcing plans for a massive revitalization of Lincoln Financial Field. It's a 14-month project, and we welcome in Eagles President Don Smolinski to discuss the project. Don, a big-time project here. Discuss how you came about the process and the scope, how just massive this whole thing's going to be.
Yeah, well, this is a project that's been in the works for a couple years because really it started with the fans. We've talked to our fans. Since we've opened the building, we've heard their feedback, and this is the culmination of their feedback and their insights, and all of the work that we're doing is a direct result of those conversations.
For this stadium project, you listen to the fans. What do they tell you? What do they tell you about what they liked about the stadium as it was and what they want in the future?
The feedback we received and the insights was really about from their experience. It was from walking in their shoes. And they love the sight lines. They love the intimacy. But, you know, there were other things that they thought that, you know, we could do additionally. They want to get into the building quicker. They want to have more points of sales, more opportunities, more variety. And certainly, you know, the history. And all of that insight was invaluable in terms of the work we were able to do with the architects to kind of reflect their voice.
Did you go out to season ticket holders and ask them what they wanted?
We survey our fans every year because we solicit their feedback, because we want to always find out what we're doing well and what we can do better. So we've been talking to them since the day we opened the building. But in the last few years, we got a little more targeted in our conversations. And whether those were conversations through interactions at events or on the concourse, and recently through specific focus groups where we wanted their feedback and their insights, we wanted to know, what were they looking for? What were they seeking? And, you know, some of it even comes in forms of a letter, which I have on my desk, that's talking about some of the things that we're incorporating into the building, or a conversation with a season ticket holder at an Eagles event in April that we did with Howie Roseman. And he was asking me about, you know, it'd be great if there was an additional escalator. And I told him, you know, without revealing too much, give me 18 months and then give me a shout back. So I hope to hear from him in 2014, but we tried to be as responsive as we could.
I know you look at this as the way to pave the way for the future for the stadium, but you're also including a lot of the past in terms of murals and a lot of kind of dedication to the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. Why was that important?
You know, this franchise is 80 years. It's four generations strong. And there's been so many great players and so many great moments. We wanted to take an opportunity to showcase and highlight those moments throughout the building. So, you know, through the course of 34 murals in the main concourse and over 310 images in the clubs and suites, and potentially up to another 10 murals in the club level, we think we've captured that moment in a way that we can celebrate it and share it with all the fans.
Don, the fans want to know, what are they going to notice in September? What are they going to notice when this project is complete? Take us through the timeline.
So it's a two-year project. We've already started work for 2013. The full project will be complete by the time the regular season rolls around in 2014. And at that time, they'll notice two new HD video boards in each end zone, additional HD LED, the stadium graphics with all with great players and great moments. The seating bowl will be different in terms of additional seating and including two bridges on the southwest corner that will connect the upper concourse and the club level so you can navigate from the home side to the visitor side without having to go back down all the way to the main concourse. Expanded gates so they can get into the building faster. Additional concession stands so there's more variety, more points of sale, more points of service that we can provide better service, quicker service. And they will get to experience the integrated Wi-Fi system that will provide them with internet and wireless access in the seating bowl.
So you're telling me that if I walk into the game, I sit down in my seat, I can watch the game on the field, I can watch the game on the boards, and I can watch the game on my phone or follow it on my phone or on my tablet?
Yes, you can do all that, Bob. You can upload photos, you can post them on Facebook, you can check your fantasy football team stats, you can do all of that from your seat in the seating bowl at the stadium.
How important was the message from the league that, hey, this is the place that we want fans to watch the game, that yes, television's wonderful and we love our television partners, but the in-stadium experience is something that is unique for everyone?
You know, the in-stadium experience is where the energy is, right? I mean, that's the community, that's where the fans and their passion, their emotion, that's where it comes to life. And you know, you want to instill that life and that energy because the team certainly feeds off of that. And providing them with the experience and the conveniences they expect is all a part of it. And, you know, it makes it just fulfills the experience. And we think it's an important part of the game day itself.
It sounds like you're touching every point on the stadium here. this sounds like it's going to go soup to nuts, all right? So how much work are we talking about? How much is it going to cost? What kind of contribution are the Eagles making?
So the project's a $125 million investment that we're making in the building. And again, really, it's a tribute to our fans. It's the feedback that they provided us. We wanted to do something that could be experienced by everyone in the building. And no matter where they were sitting, whether that was the main concourse, whether that was upper concourse, whether that was the club level or the suite level, we wanted to touch every aspect of the building. And I think through the scope of the work, we've been able to accomplish that.
Don, we got a new coaching staff. We've got a new roster. Training camp coming back to Philadelphia. A lot of excitement here, a lot of change. The stadium on top of all this, let's talk about the stadium and the feeling within the organization about these projects for the fans.
All of the staff are energized, they're motivated, they're excited. They're excited what they've seen throughout the offseason here with all the practices and the mini camps, and we're ready for the season start. You know, the interactions with the fans, you can feel their excitement and their eagerness to get things going, and we're ready.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you, Dave.